The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Bernhard Fritz Krakow joins me this morning. Good morning, Bernhard.
Good morning.
Bernhard, tell me a little bit about yourself. I'm selling your property on Fallen Oak, 8700 Fallen Oak in Bethesda, Maryland, for $2 million. Now, you purchased the property. It was not a $2 million house when you bought it. Tell us why you bought that property, what you've done since then, and what influenced you.
Well, we were looking for a property to build our house.
Yes.
And finding a lot or a teardown property is not very easy in this area. And we found one after searching for a couple of months in that location, Fallen Oak Drive, just a corner with Bradley Boulevard. And it was a house that had been in a derelict state for years. Somebody had bought it at the height of the bubble and tried to improve on it without permits. Destroyed it completely. There was a crack in the roof. There was water in the basement. It was an impossible property.
Wow.
But it was perfect to tear it down all the way to the basement and start from scratch.
Now, I think one of the reasons that your property is exceptional is the size of the lot that it's on. Tell us about that.
It's almost a half acre property, but on top of that, it has a lot of land all the way to Bradley Boulevard that actually belongs to Maryland. So it appears to be a much larger property than
it really is
because it has its private little forest up there to Bradley Boulevard.
Typically, you buy a lot. Now, you typically can't buy a lot like this in Bethesda for for this kind of price range, for $2 million. You're typically spending $2.5 million to buy a property. And I think that's really unusual. If you look in other neighborhoods nearby, in Hillmead or in Edgemoor and so on, a half an acre lot's very, very expensive. Just the land is $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. And here you have a property that soars when you drive up to the front of it. And your wife, she's built a gorgeous Japanese garden in the front with a lot of stone. And tell us a little bit about her influence. This is Hiko, your wife.
Yes, Hiko, my wife. She's Japanese, and she built this wonderful rock garden in front where people actually stop by and take pictures of it. And just it's an amazing garden to see from Fallen Oak. Fallen Oak is also not a high-traffic area. It's actually a neighborhood area. People play in the street.
Yes.
I mean, Hillmead is not a neighborhood, it's a playborhood, as my daughter calls it.
A playborhood? I've never heard that.
My daughter taught me that one. because people, children play in the street right in front of our house. Last week when the weather was fine, children were playing right in front of our house. And that's right in front of this fantastic rock art that my wife built, which is also a bit of an idea from my daughter she came up with this idea of don't build a retaining wall. That's boring.
Right.
Make something much more interesting. Originally, we thought about low maintenance landscaping, but the rock garden is a very interesting concept because it is not high maintenance, but it's truly impressive.
Well, and the number of ornamental plantings that are there, and the flowers that are yet to come up this spring. I understand your wife has done a great job. So it's a year round garden.
It is a year-round garden. On top of that, she put in some plants that we can eat.
And, really?
Fruit trees.
Oh.
As long as the deer don't eat them, we can eat them.
Nice. You mentioned playborhood. You mentioned the street Fallen Oak, which is right off Bradley Boulevard in Hillmead. The street is like the classic stickball street from when I was a kid, where the kids would all gather. It's wide open. It's essentially a non-traveled street.
Indeed.
And so, the kids will all gather into that spot and play stickball into the dusk and then head home for dinner. Really creates a wonderful neighborhood feel. So then you built a home that is unusual in the most wonderful ways. And it's so different than the typical arts and crafts home that we see in Bethesda for $1.9 million, which has got that sort of the same look to it and sort of the same construction style, although qualities vary between one builder and another. What you've developed is quality, out of a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 9.5, and most of the builders are building at 6. What was your thinking behind the design, the style?
Well, we wanted a house that is contemporary but not hyper-modern.
Okay.
Something that falls into the normal realm of what people want to live in.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, we had looked for this lot for a long time. So we had a long time also to design a house. We designed the house while we're still looking for a lot.
I see.
Hoping that it would fit. By the time we were finding the house, we were so married to our idea of the house that we wanted to mm-hmm. build that we really need a lot that fits that house, and we found it.
Yes.
We looked for many ideas on the internet. We actually visited a lot of open houses and new construction just yes. to get ideas of how to build our house.
Yes.
And then we hired a very, very good architect, Warren Ralston in Virginia. Mm-hmm. He's won quite a bit of awards for his work,
mm-hmm.
and he made sense out of our musings.
Well, your musings. So, and by the way, for those who don't know what a musing is, it literally means to think, a muse.
Mm-hmm.
So, your thoughts, he was able to take those thoughts and incorporate it into design. If you're listening to this, you think, wow, I got to see this property. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, go to active listings for Maryland, and see the property at 8700 Fallen Oak. We have a virtual tour there, which includes a floor plan for the house, so you can see the layout of the first floor master bedroom and the soaring ceilings in the family room and the kitchen area, which is really a center point for the house. You walk into a very formal, wonderful foyer, open space, and you've got the master bedroom suite off to itself, plus a variety of different nooks on the first floor, which all makes sense. We don't need a lot of space for most of the things that we do in life, sitting down at a computer, that kind of thing. But having a formal office as well as a place within the kitchen where the kids can be on the computer and do their homework, where mom and dad are pretty close by and can keep an eye on them, those are all wonderful. What stands out to me is that the kitchen, the way that the ceilings rise up out of the kitchen and the quality of the cabinetry that you've chosen and the countertops and so on, the flow of it. I think Mr. Ralston, you said his name is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job of incorporating your musings and creating a wonderful floor plan. What do you think are the highlights for you and your family?
Well, if you come to think about it, when you invite people to your house,
mm-hmm.
You don't sit in a formal living room anymore.
Right.
Your guests are pretty much in the kitchen with
yes.
you, and the life is around the kitchen very often. So we incorporated the kitchen into the family room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, when we invite people, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And people sit around this island that we designed. That is, we actually copied that idea from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful two-level island.
Yes.
It came actually from an idea that we had as students.
Huh.
When we were students in Germany, we had a sofa in the kitchen because everybody likes to be in the kitchen.
True.
And so we wanted to have the kitchen as part of the living space.
Yes.
And that's how we integrated it.
Really, life at home, isn't it about eating? It all sort of revolves around the eating portion of the home. And if the family is living there and everything comes into a spot, it's very community-focused. You go to a bedroom to sleep. You go to the bedroom maybe to do homework, to have some privacy. You go to your room, whatever it might be. But ultimately, you want to come back to a place that feels warm, feels wonderful, has good, as the Chinese would say, feng shui. Right? It would be that quality that you've created in the kitchen space at 8700 Fallen Oak. So, Bernhard, I'd like to bring you back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break, and Stuart Rosenthal will join me with the Beacon Bits. And on the back end of that, I want to discuss the basement of the home. 2,800 square foot basement, unusually large. You had some specific reasons for that, and I want to share that with our audience. We'll be right back with more of The Eric Stuart Show right after this.